Our halftime show has been brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation. Located in downtown Toms River, check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net.
And we await halftime to wrap up here, hopefully in the next minute or two.
Or three or four.
That's extended time, which it is right now. We know it'll go a little long with homecoming, but the festivities taking a bit longer.
Well, what
normal.
We're actually doing here is we're, you know, we've been at games when they do the whole homecoming thing with the parade, with the cars and all that. They're introducing the nominees for homecoming king and queen in court, I guess. And it seems like it's better off introducing the people who weren't nominated. It's a long list. And I guess the homecoming dance, according to Ed, who's in charge of all of those things, is tomorrow night.
Big court.
As a matter of fact, I think Ed should go to the homecoming thing tomorrow night and, you know, give us a full report.
Could be the lead story for Sunday Shore Sports Network's website.
Right. Especially because our managing editor, Scott Stump, is not around this weekend. You know where he is, right?
I mean, how's a guy like that get a football Friday off?
Do you know where he is?
I know. It's got to be something football related. I know Northwestern, but I think the only reason the game was approved is because of the team they're playing.
Penn State? No, actually, apparently, I'm not aware of this, but Scott is, we know Scott's a Northwestern grad. His brother is a Penn State grad. So he is this weekend out in Happy Valley. He already texted me earlier today a picture of a cold beverage that he was enjoying and said, I'm in a house with my brother and nine other Penn State alum.
That would have been a lemonade, right?
That was lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade he sent. Yeah.
So that's where Scott is. And so Bob Batters will be doing yeoman's work this weekend. Matt, there's only four people left to be introduced for the court. Meantime, the North football team has been out here for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
This is the entire senior class of Toms River South girls. They have just been introduced. We're working on the W's now. We got W, X, Y, and Z to go.
Well, I saw the Indians come out actually before North did, and they turned around and went back in to the field house, probably realizing, oh, no, we're not anywhere near close to this.
Well, I guess you say this is part of the pomp and circumstance, right?
This has taken about as long as the first half did, which was a well-played first half. 16-13 the score. Tymir Berry with a couple of touchdowns for the Indians. Two for Asante Moore. The difference right now, 23-yard field goal by Kyle Beha. That came as the first points on the scoreboard for North. That is the three-point spread that it sits out right now. Two touchdowns apiece for either side. 16-13 is the score.
Listen, I've already changed my whole thoughts on the thing. I just realized my neighbor is one of the nominees out there.
So you're in favor of it now.
And he's a very good soccer player. Matt, third one from the left as you're looking with the red hair.
Okay.
Cameron Gierick.
Okay.
Who's played very well for the Indians, who are off to a good start.
Yeah, they are having a good season.
Yeah,
right now.
They are having a good season. He's been a big reason why. He's played very well. Obviously, the influence of being next to me and with my soccer prowess.
Huge, huge factor in his development, I'm sure.
Incredible.
We've got to Monmouth University football tomorrow on the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m. Hawks will be in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania for a 12:30 kickoff with the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh. Monmouth will try to go to 3-1 on the year. I'll be on the air right around 12:15 with Eddie Acapinti broadcasting that one on 1160, 1310, shoresportsnetwork.com.
Matt, tell us about the trip a little bit last week, since we didn't see you last night. How was the trip to Pitt?
Duquesne?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
That's the
Duquesne.
Trip you were talking about?
Yes.
It was a lot of driving in a relatively short amount of time.
Take you 6 hours to get there?
No, it took me 5:15 going out and 5:15 coming back.
Gotcha.
I dropped, as they say, the hammer getting out there and coming back. I got there in plenty of time.
And plenty of coffee.
Nope, not a cup.
Matt's not a coffee drinker.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a cup.
No. Matter of fact, Matt, the only thing, in all the years I've known you, the only thing I've ever seen you drink is water. Well, you know what I mean.
Let's go out after the game. I'll have something other than a water for sure.
No, you got to get in the car again tomorrow.
Yeah, I do. Not so bad. It's
no.
a pretty quick trip.
Bethlehem,
this time.
Right?
Only about 90 minutes somewhere in there, hour and a half, maybe a couple more minutes than that. Shouldn't take any more than 2 hours. I will enjoy getting in the car around 9 o'clock as opposed to 4:15,
yeah, exactly.
like I did last week. All right, so here we go. Band is on the way out. Indians should be on their way in. Mariners wondering if it's the start of the third or the start of the fourth quarter after the amount of time they have been out here. Someone gave them bad information for sure. Let's take one more two-minute break. When we come back, start of the third quarter with the Mariners leading the Indians 16-13. You're listening live to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
The Shore Sports Network honors a team each week for their performance on and or off the field. The team of the week is powered by Jersey Mike's, who will also provide them with subs. I went out and did the honors this week to my alma mater, Central Regional.
I love all of our sponsors, obviously, but this new partnership we have with Jersey Mike's is bringing some bigger things to the fold. I love the team of the week. I love the extra stuff that we have going on. And dare I say, I love the pregame meal that we have been getting week in and week
outstanding.
Out.
Outstanding.
It has been saving me a tremendous amount of time getting prepared for the game, knowing that I can come down and eat real quick. We're about 60 seconds away from kickoff here. We talk high school football each and every Thursday live from the Water Street Bar and Grill, downtown Toms River. We do that from 7 to 8:30 on the stations you're listening to us on right now, plus a live video stream. Go to shoresportsnetwork.com for all of the information. Great table set up tonight as well. Steve Meyer, part of the Shore Sports Network, and his crew putting together nice spread, able to pick up kind of the preview issue, even though we're into week three. So much good information in there. You can grab those at each one of our games. The new edition of the magazine should be on its way out as well. Did you win the 50-50? Wow. 16-13. Look at you.
All right, let's get up for the kickoff, second half.
I figured you're done. You're checking out for the rest of the night. I'll see you at the office. All right, here we go. It'll be North football. I am impressed. Going back deep. Parker Day surrounded by Bryce Watts and Darrington Carrington.
You also wonder how long the delay, does it impact the players at all?
Yes.
Both teams.
Thanks, Ed. You would know.
Without a doubt, it impacts the players, especially North. At least South waited, although they stood in the end zone for a good 10 minutes. North was on the field, I would say, 20 minutes at least before the start of this half.
It will be number 12, Matt Schiffer, to kick off. He'll put the ball on the right hash mark, far side from where we are in the press box. Five tight players to his right, spread out more evenly off to his left. Gives this one a high boot, short, fielded at the 15-yard line. On the far side by number four, that's Carrington, who will slice his way forward, get out over the 30 to about the 33-yard line. Big early possession here for Toms River North. They had the momentum so much in that first half. Let it slip away after that last touchdown by the Indians. But now, Kevin, what can they do and reestablish themselves in the third quarter?
And as Dave Osowitz, the North coach, talked to Ed before leaving the field at halftime, he was not happy with the fact that they allowed South to get that late score.
Coming out here on a first down and 10. Ball set at the 33-yard line. It is 16-13 Mariners. Mike Husney, the sophomore quarterback, had the one interception but played very well in that first half. Gibleby to Asante Moore. Hit in the backfield as he started left, came back to the right. Snowed under at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a loss of a half yard, second and long coming up. Host of guys on the tackle. Of course, one of those is Quinton DiCarlo, the outstanding senior inside linebacker, 6'3", 215 pounds.
That was a case of guys flying to the ball. There were five maroon jerseys there.
Second snap from scrimmage. Parker Day will get it. He'll go off the left side. Had a hole open quickly. and then closed just as quick, but not after about a 5-yard pickup. Stopped right around the 40-yard line. It'll be third down and a long four coming up. Alexander on the tackle. Little more than a minute gone by. Here's Day getting the carry again on third down and four. Gets two to leave the Mariners with a fourth and two. Jaden Kosh in on the stop. This is a tough situation here for North. You think they have to punt.
With the lead, you punt. Curious that Moore was not in the game on a couple of those second and third downs there.
Well, definitely the third down you would have thought he would come back in for.
Yeah, and he was not in the game. I'm on the south sideline now. By the way, Allen, injured in the first half with an upper body injury, will not return for the Indians.
I'm looking at the Mariners side. I think Moore had a helmet problem because they were working on it and then just put it back on top of his head.
Okay.
First punt of the night for the Mariners, right?
First punt of the night for the Mariners. Good snap. Angled by Pete Cologne, number 27. It'll bounce down in front of Green, who bluffs to go for it. It'll be down. Pretty good kick inside the 20 by Cologne, down at the 19.
Let's not just overlook what Ed just told us moments ago. Jimmy Allen, the outstanding two-way starting lineman for South, is done for the night. That is a big loss on both sides of the ball.
You know, dare I say, too, first punt there for North. I don't remember the Indians punting in the first half.
I do not as well.
Turnovers.
Yep.
And touchdowns and field goals. By the way, you know, they give you time to fix a helmet or you get somebody else's helmet on the sideline. You don't miss two plays on second and third down.
Well, not if you're Asante Moore, you shouldn't.
You got that right.
Here on first and 10, first play from scrimmage here in the second half. For the Indians with 9:42 to go. Option pitch off the left side. It's Kosh into the open field. 25-30. He'll have the first down on an 11-yard pickup. Well-designed play that time around of the stop made by Tyler McLean, number 32.
By the way, it looks like Todd Stuber has replaced Allen at the guard spot on offense.
First down and 10 now from the Indian 30-yard line. Stuber, 6'1", 225, just a sophomore. Off the right side here, the give is to Khalil Green. He'll get two. Adam Kakar on the tackle. Coming up on the line of scrimmage here for Tymier Berry. The give was to Green. The fake was to Green. And then it'll be Green to keep it. There are many flags coming
sure
out
are.
Here.
Yeah, I think they're both on the Mariners, too. This could be a 30-yard penalty. It's possible.
Mike Sidwick with the stop.
Because one of them was a dead ball foul. This could be, depending on what the first penalty is, which I think was a late hit. I think we're going to go 30 yards here, guys, if I had a guess.
I didn't really see anything late. Kevin, did you?
I didn't. I just saw the flags.
Hit to the head, maybe? I mean, I'm thinking that...
Looked like they had Berry wrapped low, though, right? Well, here comes the call. They're starting to march it against Tom's River North.
That's a hit to the head.
Yep. That's 15, and then they keep going. It's a 30-yard penalty. I was right.
Ed, all over that one.
Yep.
Boy, you do not see this too often.
No, that's what happens. It was a play penalty and then, of course, a dead ball penalty.
Was the dead ball more verbal thing, Ed?
No. It was a late hit by the secondary guy here. I won't give you his number,
but
it was on somebody in the secondary.
So the Indians will march it all the way down to the Mariners 40.
That's a huge penalty. 30-yard of extra possession, and now into Tom's River North territory. The Indians go. Berry will split the receiver. Sosa in motion. Movement up front. This should back him up 5. Tom's River South.
That's against North offsides.
Wow.
Kevin on top of that one, plus five more. That's 35 yards in penalties.
Hey, if I'm on the north sideline, I'm yelling, they don't need any help. Don't help them. It's 35 yards in penalties in the last two plays.
Well, that will not please the defensive coaches, including Tom Malik, right, Ed?
Split wide receiver set. Socha starts in motion. Zone read. It's Berry on the carry. Spins out of a would-be tackle who just holds on to the ankle. So Tomaszek on the stop. And Lewis there as well. That will be a first down run inside the 28 to the 27-yard line.
Did any of you up there think ankle injury on that play? Boy, it did look like it, didn't it?
He had him right around
yes,
there.
Yes, he did.
First and 10 for Berry from the shotgun. Option this time to the left. Berry will keep it, run out of real estate, and make his way out of bounds around the 25-yard line for a gain of two. Now, having seen the Indians last week and this week, they run a lot of short side plays into the boundary and love that option.
Well, a lot of teams overload the wide side of the field. That's probably the reason, Matt, as you know.
Three down linemen. Outside linebackers walking up. Here comes the blitz. Berry pump fake, wanting to go deep down the sideline. It's a non-catchable ball for J.B. and Harris, who was looking for a flag, but ball was thrown about 10 yards out of bounds.
Well, he was complaining that Bryce Watts forced them out of bounds.
Which he did,
but it was still a non-catchable ball. And, you know, part of it is,
let's put it this way,
you got to fight that off.
If this was in the pros, there would have been a penalty there. Without a doubt. Because he did hit him after 5 yards.
Third down and nine here.
Parker, far side wide receiver. Harris will stay near side. Here's Green up the middle. Green slips off of one tackle, runs through another, gets close to a first down. And I think he will have as the ball spot of the 16-yard line, Valdez Santiago with the stop.
Good decisions by Tymir Berry. Remember, he is reading that outside end. If he stays wide, he either gives it or he keeps it inside. If he crashes down, the ball's going outside on toss or Berry with the keeper.
Clock winding down, 7:35 to go. Third quarter, 16-13. Toms River North leads. Berry talking to players off the right and now to the left, his skill guys, receivers in particular. Parker to the right, Harris to the left. Sosa starts in motion. Zone read again. It's Berry up the middle. It's Berry touchdown.
Oh, that was magical.
17-yarder.
Sorry, Matt. It was magical the way he faked that handoff. I mean, half the North team went to the dive back, and Berry just pulled it out and went into the end zone. That is him at his best, as Ed said, reading the play.
Third touchdown of the night for Tymir Berry has given Toms River South the lead back, something they haven't had since 6-0 and 6-3. This to try to make it a four-point game off the foot of Matt Schiffer. He will boom this one through the uprights. Toms River South back up top, 20-16 over Toms River North. We step out for 30 seconds back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 7:14 to play here in the third quarter. Indians have grabbed the lead back 20-16. 81-yard scoring drive. 35 yards of penalties capped off by a 17-yard quick strike up the middle by do-it-all quarterback Tymir Berry, who's got three scores on the night.
By the way, Raritan has scored off a fumble recovery and a short drive. They lead Mattawan 7-6 late in the third.
Huskies can't get it figured out right now.
No, they're 0-3 right there.
0-2, trying not to be
okay.
0-3.
For the first time in a long time.
Schiffer set to kick. High end-over-end kick. Short. Fielded. Again on the far side. And good first initial burst by Bryce Watts, but then taken down. at the 27-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for the Mariners, who, again, I will say, have their back kind of pushed back against the wall a little bit. RBC up 23-0 in their game against Neptune, because the Indians have now scored the last two touchdowns, one at the end of the half, one here early still in the third quarter. Fumbled ball. Asante Moore lost it.
I think he got it back.
Yeah, it did. Barely got it back. No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
They've been running that play a little wider after maybe about halfway through the first quarter. That time, Husney never reached him. Moore was a little wider than maybe Husney thought. But luckily, the ball bounced right up in the air and back into Moore's hand.
Fayone, one tight end. Jackson is the other. Another power set formation. Moore looking for a spot off the left side. Nothing doing. Ball popped out again. Indians say they have it, and they do. It's Jaden Kosh, number 25, to come out of the bottom of the pile. Joe Odubade celebrating more than any. You'd like to think he was the guy who caused the fumble.
And Kosh got it. Yep, you got it.
Well, we talked about in the first half the importance of North cashing in on the South turnovers, which they did. Here's the Indians now. They've scored back-to-back touchdowns to regain the lead, and they can really put North in a tough spot here. If they can get six on the board here, they'll start this drive at the Mariner 26.
Danger time right now for the Mariners of Tom Zimmer North.
You know, we talked about the Mariners. I'm not making excuses for them, but we talked about them sitting on the field for 20 minutes. You never know.
Tymer Berry looking to go back to work. Sosa in motion. Gives to Green. Outside zone. Back to the line of scrimmage. Not more than that. Maybe a half-yard pickup. Second and a long nine. As we are down to about the six-minute mark. Kakar on that last tackle.
Boy, the big guy really stacked up the line of scrimmage that time. Big defensive series here for North.
Here's Green trying to stretch it out this time. Mariners have it diagnosed well. Tackle in the backfield. Caleb Lewis will get credit for the stop, but a nice job by Christian Lynch of stringing the play out. Loss of two, make it third and 11.
You know, we talked about the fact that when you're the underdog like North is, the importance of keeping it within that one-score game. They're there now. The Indians get a touchdown on this one. All of a sudden, it becomes a two-score game. It changes things dramatically.
You think here on third and long, four down territory is the ball inside. Berry wanted to throw. Flush in the pocket. Steps up. He will cut it up and run. Berry dancing his way down. Great move at the 20. Down inside the five. Touchdown. How did he do that? That was a magic act by Tymer Berry, who scores from 28 yards out, his fourth touchdown of the night. Put that in for play of the year. Wow.
I mean, the South fans here are all just stunned. I mean, they can't believe what they just saw. Well, I know who can't believe what they saw, the North defenders. A few of them who were left just grabbing turf. What a series of moves by Tymer Berry on a third down play.
Schiffer for the extra point. Kick is up. Kick is good. Look out below. 26-16 the score. Take it. 27-16, excuse me, as we'll go to a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week. The Indians back up and back up big. We're back right after this with more of the Jersey Mike's Game on the Shore Sports Network.
Matt, I am nearly speechless. That was as good a run as you will ever see.
Amazing. That was a tremendous run on what was a 28-yard touchdown run from Tymer Berry. There's a player down right now for Tom Zimmer North. I think I have the number, but I'd rather wait until he gets up to make it clear. The 29, Ed?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's Matt Tomaszek. The strong safety, junior, has played a good game so far for Tom Zimmer North. A little shaken up after that extra point. 27-16 is where we sit right now. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Well, now it becomes a crucial time for Tom Zimmer North, down 11 here. and having really let the momentum slip away. I think the Mariners, while it's, Matt, certainly it's no need to panic. There's 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Maybe the offensive approach needs to change. You got to start thinking, it's been a long time since they've thrown the ball, partly due because they had a lot of success on the ground, but now you start feeling like we've got to get some points. So maybe you throw it on first down. You do something just a little bit different. You need to move the football here.
Scoreboard has gone out.
There goes the scoreboard again. I kind of feel like it's a shark in the water right now with Tom's River South. It's a feeding frenzy.
Wait and see if we can get word as to what the time should be, and I'll pass it along.
5 minutes. Five minutes.
Five exactly, Matt.
Okay. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Score is 27-16. And that's gone out three, four times tonight.
Yeah, it's... They've had some trouble over
Gotta
there.
Got to be a short or something. I just said, the referee just said he's giving me half his pay, half his check tonight.
And the head referee has just said, we will keep it on the field. We're not going to hold the game up any longer for this. So we'll continue to try and update your time as much as we can.
Well, we should be set here for the kickoff. They will keep the time on the field and worry about the scoreboard later, I think. Here we go.
Schiffer with an end-over-end kick. It'll be Day from the 10. Out to the 15, 20. He's got a good blocking setup. And tackle to the backside. That's a good stunt by Marquise Alexander. That saved a lot of extra yards for Parker Day, who had a nice return, 24-yard pickup out to the 34-yard line.
Well, here we go. With the Mariners
still without a first down in this second half.
Yeah.
Two possessions, three and out on one, and a fumble on a second down play on the second.
Two tight ends sent for Toms River North. Two back set as well with a single receiver formation left. Husney will give it to Moore off the right side, stacked up at the 35-yard line. Just a one-yard pickup. That running game that had Asante Moore get a couple of scores in the first half has completely stalled out right now.
DeCarlo in on the stop along with Isaiah Parker.
Well, you got a lot of years on this coaching staff, Kevin. You know that. And a lot of halftime adjustments are made. That's why they have halftime.
And the next stoppage, if you can get a time for me, I'll relay it back up here. Husney rolling left, stopping throwing. Got a man wide open. Catch is made. Down inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10. 5, touchdown. Jordan Craig breaks contain. And goes 65 yards for the score.
You know, Matt, I don't expect you to believe me. I was just going to say on the last play when you mentioned the double tight end set, you know, Jordan Craig is probably one of the more impressive weapons for Toms River North. They haven't even looked at him all night. Well, guess what? There was blown coverage there. They looked at him. Husney did a great job of scrambling to his left and spotting Craig down the sideline and hitting him for the touchdown.
On for the extra point is Beha. 27-22. Knuckled off a deflection, but good. Make it 27-23. We'll give you a time update when we come back from this one. We're in the third quarter with the Indians still up top, but the Mariners have struck back. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
3:54 to go in the third quarter. 27-23 the score. And Mariners needed that in the worst way. And after the electric run from Tymer Berry from 28 yards...
This is not
65-yard strike from Husney to Craig.
I was just going to say, Matt, this is not hindsight, but I thought they should have gone for two there to make it a three-point game. What do you think?
You know what, Ed?
Four.
I'll give it to you. Give that to you.
You know, four.
To get the three.
Exactly. Put them within a field goal, but they elected to go for the one and barely got it over the crossbar.
Mattawan and Raritan, by the way, now tied at 14.
Here's Alessandro Imperial set to kick. 30-0 RBC on top of Neptune. Brick leads 48-6 late in the third quarter over Tom Zavarese. Second level handled there on the far side by Tom Zavarese.
That is...
It's number eight. That is Javian Harris.
Sure is.
Out to the 37-yard line. 3:47 to go. This has been a really entertaining and fun football game to be part of with a fourth quarter to follow that we hope sticks with the plan. These two teams have traded punches back and forth. Mariners had the lead at the half, 16-13. Back-to-back Berry scores made it 27-16, and now it's 27-23.
No mercy rule tonight, except for the defensive coordinators. Two teams that offensively have been dazzling at times.
Here's Berry going to bring the offense back on. Francis Hearn back in. One wide receiver. Split out now to the right is Javian Harris. Tight slot formation. Ball on the right hash mark. Option this time. Berry and Kosh. Berry has it. He is in trouble. But so elusive. Going to change fields with room in front. 40, 45. Lowers the shoulder. Gets into Mariner territory. And works his way down to the 46-yard line. This is a special football player.
Boy, when he started reversing field, I actually thought, oh my goodness, if he gets outside. Turned it back up, though, with a nice gain inside Mariner territory at the 47.
At the end of three at Brick Memorial, guys, Memorial has taken the lead 24-20 over Lacey. 24-20 Brick Memorial after three periods.
First and 10 here from the Mariner 46-yard line. Green up the middle. Green down to the 40. Stopped by Sywick. 5.5-yard pickup. Second down, long four coming up.
One of the Indian offensive linemen, very lucky he did not get a late hit there.
Yeah, and the North bench not happy about that non-call.
I thought that could have easily been called. By the way, the clock not working again here.
Oh, jeez.
27-23 our score. We are late here in the third quarter. Indians trying to answer. Green hit in the backfield and dropped by Adam Kakar.
How about that, Matt?
Spun him around and almost like a whip that looked
like.
Yeah.
I think Lynch finished them off, but what a play by Kakar. He's played very well from that defensive end spot tonight. Been very impressive.
He's got to be on the radar of some schools just because of his size.
Yeah.
6'3", 315. Third down, let's call it five. Berry wants to throw. Pumps once, looking for the go, wanting Harris, but overthrows him by a bunch. Maybe four down territory here for the Indians. Fourth and five from the 41.
I think you got to punt it away here.
They will.
Yep. They're within one score. You don't want to give them a short field. If you're lucky, maybe Schiffer gets a punt that can really pin them deep.
First punt of the night for the Indians, right?
First punt of the night for the Indians.
Yeah.
Schiffer doubles as the punter.
Been a great football game, really. You know, both teams have come back after trailing. Only one punt by each team if the Indians punt this one.
Oh, really deep with a high snap. Schiffer gets it. Angles it to his left. Bounces at the 18. Trickles its way inside the 15. Downed at the 14.
Got to be happy with that.
I would say that was the correct move.
Anything inside the 20. Does give the football back here to Tom Zimmer North. With a chance to go up at 27-23, Indians lead.
Guys, we have not heard for a while, but St. John Vianney has opened up on Central, scoring two third-quarter touchdowns to take a 27-12 lead.
Ed, if we can get a time check when possible.
148.
1:48 left here in the third quarter. Here's the give to Moore off the right side. Asante Moore will get great yards on first down. Almost ran out of the tackle again. He is a tough dude. Picks up 8. How he runs as Green makes the tackle, Kevin. One word kind of gets there. He runs angry.
I agree, Matt. And he never goes down on first contact. That's a young man as a junior. If he keeps progressing, boy, can he be special.
Second down, 2. Ball at the Mariner 28-yard line. Moore going to get a crack again. This time will get dropped in the backfield by Jaden Kosh. Blitzing linebacker for a loss of 2. Make it 3rd and 4.
And where did Kosh tackle him?
At the ankles.
At the ankles. Not running through me. So here's a big third down here now. Third down in about 4 or 5 for the Mariners.
They may have to use a timeout here, taking a whole lot of time.
Should be down to about 1 minute here in the quarter. I say about because the clock not quite working. They're going to hope to have it up and running for the fourth quarter. It's already set for that spot. Nothing from the back judge quite yet. Husney will motion Moore. Fake it to Moore. Husney running for his life. Coming far side. Looking to turn the corner and stretches forward.
I think he got it.
I think he did too, Kevin.
I'll tell you, we have seen some athletes run the football tonight like we may never see the rest of the year. There have been some great individual efforts tonight. Moore, Husney, and, of course, Tymir Berry.
Boy, that is a great first down for Husney and the Mariners. They would have had to punt it back. Now they continue the drive.
All the skilled players going over and get the play call.
6 seconds, Matt. 26. The clock is stopped.
Okay. Stopped here. See what the Mariners do here on what could be the final play from scrimmage in the third quarter. On a 1st and 10. From their own 30-yard line. Husney motions Moore. Fake there. Rolling. Wanting to throw. Down the seam. He's got a man. The catch is made in Indian territory. Hauled in there by Darian Carrington, the young sophomore. Big play. He gets to the 40-yard line. Shaken up and staying on the turf. But made the catch on a strike from Mike Husney.
Yeah, great job. Quick post pattern. And what happened was Carrington got inside position on Francis Hearn, and I mean Husney just hit him right there. Carrington went down, might have landed on his shoulder, Matt. He's now sitting. What a terrific play, and I mean Husney right on the money.
You know what they did on that play, guys, I'm sure you saw it. They went trips to the left with Moore in the slot to the right on Carrington's side. They motioned Moore across to the trip side, isolating Carrington on the right side. And as you said, Kevin, the quick post, he beat his man. Big gain for the Mariners. They will not quit.
Good news, Carrington up and off the field. It is a first down for North at the Indians' 41-yard line.
Mariners, I was just going to say, they could let the clock run out here and start the fourth quarter after a little break.
Well, it looks like as the clock will start now, Tom's River North in no hurry to get to the fourth quarter. They'll snap the football and give it to Parker Day, who's off the left side. Day keeps the legs moving, picks up 5 yards solid, maybe 6, down to the 35-yard line. That, however, will take us to the end of the third quarter. It is 27-23. Tom's River South leads this game by 4. Good set of 12 minutes to follow. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.